Hi.
I don't know if the expert, Ms. Manalo, do you have a follow-up? No. So thank you very much for your open responses and for the examples that you cited of your experience in handling refugee and migrant issues working with OHCHR. I believe that it's work in progress, and we would look out to hear feedback from you, lessons from Rwanda that can help other countries in terms of how to manage women's health issues in terms of migrants and asylum seekers. We will now move on to Article 13, and I will be taking Article 13 on economic and social benefits and economic empowerment of women. Allow me again to congratulate Your Excellency on the efforts and innovative measures of the State Party, the national strategy that you have, the Rwanda Entrepreneurship Policy, the National Inclusion Strategy, as well as your savings and cooperative services and digital services. All of these and the Guarantee Fund are commendable. Nonetheless, there are still inequalities in your macroeconomic framework, wealth distribution, and Rwandan women remain underexplored. Their assets are still underexplored, and feminized poverty continues. Therefore, my questions are, has the National Strategy for Transformation, the target of reaching number of adult Rwandans financially included to 100% by 2024, has it been achieved? How effective has the strategy been for addressing gender disparities in financial inclusion? I know you talked a bit about it in your opening address. Please provide data besides what you've shared in your speech on age, location, and the kind of transformative results you have had. Can you provide details on the number of female beneficiaries under the cross-border trade loan, where 50% of the loans are grants from SACCOs and BDFs? Is this a permanent initiative? And do SACCOs exist or operate in all districts of Rwanda? Has the number of women's export businesses increased since you started? And are there gender markers in your entrepreneurship development policy? Is there any study on the effectiveness of the Women in Informal Cross-Border Trade Opportunities project? What legal protection framework, tailored strategies, and safeguards exist to enable them benefit maximally from the African Continental Free Trade Area, AGOA, and the Buenos Aires Declaration on Women and Trade, given the language and literacy barriers, as well as the need for spousal consent for them to access some of these services? That criteria is a barrier. Please elaborate on the nationwide construction of Selling Points for Women initiative, stating the percentage rise in women-owned businesses achieved, number constructed and appropriately equipped to date to effectively meet female vendors' needs like creches, adequate security, and are there benchmarks to make sure that business stability is guaranteed for women? Kindly indicate steps underway to close the 8% banked population gender gap between men and women in Rwanda and improve the banked population beyond 36%. Furthermore, how effective has the transition from informal savings groups to formal financial services been for rural women? Please provide status on the use of public-private partnerships and affirmative procurement to promote ownership and accountability, and reform the governing principles in Article 4 of Law number 12 of 2007 on public procurement to stem economic losses and catalyze inclusive economic growth. Is the State Party considering joining the Global Alliance on the Gender and Procurement Campaign? Kindly elaborate on the future financial strategy and inclusion plans and measures to increase women's security through improved social protection for self-employed informal women workers, paid maternity and parental leave, tax credits and pension benefits. And then I would like to know, have you computed the care economy to establish women's unpaid care work, which remains invisible in the national accounts of most countries? And do you know the consumer power of citizens disaggregated by gender? What level of investment is being made by the government and private sector to promoting sporting, recreational, and entertainment activities for Rwandan women to better Have you thought of how to better explore their sporting talent and boost women's livelihoods in the sports and entertainment industries? Thank you.